The last remaining sugar mill in Hawaii wrapped up its final harvest yesterday. Hundreds of workers, families, and community leaders gathered at Hawaiian Commercial and Sugar Company to say goodbye to a crop that shaped the islands. 61-year-old Furman Domingo climbs up the side of a sugarcane hauler for the last time. The haul truck driver has been working at HCNS for the past 40 years.
From 76 to 2016. I came here when I was 18. I came from the Philippines. So I came to the company, joined the company. Then I started harvesting. It was fun working out there, but we at the end, so I don't know what to do later.
Domingo fires up the engine, and the truck slowly rumbles toward the mill, its tires churning through thick mud. It stops at the base of a conveyor belt, and a giant crane hooks the final load of Maui sugarcane. Cheers break out for the hundreds of workers standing nearby.
It's done!
It's just an emotional thing, just realizing that it's going to end.
Mechanic Billy Cavillo watches the final hauler from the sidelines. He whips out his cell phone and records the historic moment. Next to him is 59-year-old Robert Lopes, another mechanic at the mill.
A lot of these people I see more than my family. And, you know, we're not going to see each other no more. So, you know, other than passing by, you know. So I think for me, that's the hardest thing. You know, all my friends I made here throughout the years, that's the hardest thing.
More than 500 people came to witness the last harvest day. Many, including Governor Ige, have personal ties to Hawaii's plantation legacy.
My grandparents immigrated from Japan to work in the plantations more than 100 years ago, like so many others from the Philippines, China, Portuguese. And it really was centered around the plantation.
Ige says the state supports Alexander and Baldwin's plan to keep HCNS lands and agriculture. The company currently has about 140 acres of biofuel crops in the ground. A&B also recently expanded its cattle pasture land to 4,000 acres. Back at the mill, retired field worker Howard Scott Pereira came back to say his final goodbyes.
I work over here about 15 years. Well, I thought this place no would close up. I'm sorry for the people that, you know, no going to get a job and all that. You know, it's very hard nowadays.
The 78-year-old brought his daughter, Colleen, who says the story of sugar is what brought her family to Hawaii.
Our families came when it was a territory to work the plantations. Because if you were born and raised, you know that that's why you were here. So I'm glad he got an invitation so we could come.
The remaining workers will finish processing the final harvest this week. The last shipment of sugar, a little more than 30,000 tons, is scheduled to ship out on Wednesday. Molly Solomon for HPR News.